The Mike Missinelli Show.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mike, he misses the Philly, where hate is the wide cleft. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a Friday show. And we got a lot to talk about today on the Mike Missinelli Show. And, all right, let's skip past baseball. can we skip past baseball? Because we don't know what's going on. We're going to have Bob Brook over on a little later today. And he's saying that the Phillies should actually opt out of the baseball season. Now, I don't want to go that far. Because I still have an interest in seeing the Phillies in whatever form they are. Because I like baseball. I like the Phillies. I'm intrigued by the possibility of what they can do, even though I'm not that optimistic. I don't want them to opt out. So that there's that, right? And we'll talk about that because we got another report of somebody testing positive, and I feared yesterday that this wasn't going to stop with the Phillies and Marlins, and I don't think it will. So we might not even have any baseball season. But I'm going to just go on the record and say I don't want the Phillies to opt out. You know, this is a fluid situation. We'll take it a day at a time. And if we don't have a baseball season or if it comes to the point the Phillies have to opt out, I don't think we'll fret about it because we've been through the ringer on this anyway. And we weren't that optimistic about whether they were going to pull it off anyway. So no harm, no foul. But I still want baseball. All right? So that's on the record. But baseball is not the important topic today. The Flyers and Sixers are, because this weekend, we kick it off. Saturday night, Sixers, Pacers. Yes, for real. Sunday, matinee hockey in August. Flyers and the Bruins. And so as we look at these two teams, we always have to wrestle with the notion that one team is playing off the other, and the fan bases of either are playing off each other. Now, I want to see where we are with that right now. After all we've gone through, I think the rivalry between fan bases, the Sixers and Flyers, has frayed a little bit to the point where we're a little more united. I would like to think that. I want to find out today if that's the case, we're more united. As Herman Boone said, and remember the Titans, present a united front, is what he said. So I want to see if we can do that today. I want the Flyer fans to drop their guard. I want the Sixer fans to drop their guard. We may not have a baseball season. We may not have a football season. If we do, it may be cut short. We have to be all invested in these two sports that are most likely to pull it off to the conclusion. The bubble concept has been working in both of these sports. I think we can feel confident that when there is a game scheduled, it's going to get pulled off. And we're going to have these two teams to deal with. So how do we deal with them? Do we deal with them with bitter pettiness and jealousies? Or do we deal with them, all right, let's go. All right? Sixers game Saturday night. You get a good night's sleep. You do whatever you do afterwards. You wake up Sunday morning. You waste away the morning. You go to brunch, maybe. I don't know. You have brunch at home. And then you get a matinee at 3 o'clock. And by Monday, we will be talking about both these teams in synchronicity. All right, guys. Are you feeling a little more unity between the fan bases of both of these teams because they are basically joined at the hip in trying to pull something off here?
I do not.
You do not.
I want it to be unified. And I'm a big believer in unity. But I can go by yesterday when we asked the Twitter poll about people being excited about the return of those two sports, because baseball and football is not there yet. And in the replies, there was a lot of Flyers this, but Sixers no. And there was also still the no one cares about hockey thing. I hope by 6 o'clock we can get there. I'm sensing that maybe people are a little bit more open. I do think the Sixers fan, for example, will be watching on Sunday, at least in the beginning of the game, because it's sports and it's back, and there's no baseball. But I do wonder, by the third period, does the Sixers fan bail, and will a Flyers fan turn the Sixers on tomorrow night? I'm concerned.
See,
Natalie,
I think,
are you basing this on social media reaction? Well, by the way, like, because I haven't really been plugged into what people are saying on social media. Is that what most people are still? There's still a division on social media.
97.5.
Yes. Okay. See, so yes. I think there is still some division, but I do feel like we've come closer from March.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, the sides are kind of starting to walk towards each other, but we haven't met in the middle yet. But I think that we're getting there. I think that we, as a city, are kind of walking. We're going to be walking hand in hand, yeah, by 6 o'clock today.
All right. There might be that. This is carried over a long period of time. So I can't expect that people are just going to be, boom, enlightened and there's no more division. But I'm saying in the united principle, I'm thinking it's based on what we're all going through with COVID-19. And we have been yearning for the return of sports. And so here we have it. And not only do we have it, but there are two teams that we are optimistically looking at can do something championship-wise. So I would hate to think that either fan base is rooting against the other out of jealousy purposes. Isn't the best thing that we could do right now two teams that make a run at a championship? I mean, it's the absolute best we can possibly do. The other sports are so uncertain. These sports, we hold it in the palm of our hand that one of these teams, if not both of them, can make a run to a championship. Now, I tell you right now, I've always felt that the Flyers are in the driver's seat when it comes to this concept. I think the Flyers really are the team that is most likely to make a championship run more than the Sixers. So I'm on board with both here, because I just want to see excitement till we get to an end of a season where we're actually plugged in to something other than the effects of COVID-19. And that's the way I want to look at it with you Flyer and Sixer fans today. And I hope you can look at it that way. And if you can't, that's fine too. Just tell me why you can't. And maybe by the end of the show, we will have, as Herman Boone said, a united front.
That's really, you're
profound.
Really
profound.
You're really inspiring me. It's deep. Mike. And if we think about it, today is the last day of July. Tomorrow starts August. If both teams are successful, we will have at least, even if whatever happens with baseball, whatever happens with football, if both teams do well, we have sports, local sports, all of August, all of September, into the middle of October, if both teams are successful. Guaranteed in a sealed bubble. That is protected from outside. I'm rooting for that. I want both teams to go as far as they possibly can. Even more than usual. Even more than usual, because this might be all we have. Because of my lack of faith in the other sports. I need this.
See, you're absolutely right. The other sports, listen, what's the percentage that either baseball or football pulls it off the way they're supposed to pull it off?
At this point,
it's not good.
3% for baseball. They couldn't get through a week.
It's not good. So that's like gravy. Like, if baseball pulls it up, it's gravy. If football pulls it up, I don't even want to think about how that's going to be pulled off. But if they pull it off, that's double gravy, right? But right now, you got the mashed potatoes right in your bowl with the Sixers and the Flyers. Right. They're like right there.
With some gravy.
With a little steam coming out, a little melted butter on top.
Very nice with the butter.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll talk about it. And Bob Rookover will come on, and he'll explain to me why he believes the Phillies should opt out of this season. The latest news is the latest round of results of tests had the Phillies not
positive test, right?
Yep. So they're still, okay, so, as of now, the Phillies are still all set to play Monday at the Yankees if things continue the way that they have been. And thankfully, they have.
Okay.
Because the Marlins had another positive test today.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Yeah. I have to rely on things that I can count on right now. And I can count on the NBA pulling it off. You know, I was very reluctant to think that they could do it. I'm fully now engaged that they can do it. And also the NHL can do it. So I got the stuff that I can count on. And I'm going to count on it. And not only do I have that, it's just not, you know, frivolous. Both these teams have a shot. All right, we'll talk about it. 610-632-0975 is how you get into the show. And as we go to the break, Tyrone, I don't know if you heard this, but we did the Flyers draft yesterday.
Yes.
And I was emailed by a Flyer who was drafted.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
It's amazing.
I got an email from a Flyer who was drafted on our team.
Oh, great.
The audience team.
All right.
And he was personally selected by me.
Oh.
So good. It's so good.
So we'll tell you, we'll unveil who that is, and I will read the email from the Flyer that emailed me, because word got to him. This show goes vast and wide. And word got to him. He doesn't even live here. And word got to him.
Well, I'm excited
now.
On the other side, you'll tell me who it is.
On the other side, I'll tell you and the people who it is. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. Again, 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock hour, Mike Missanelli Show. Sixers and Flyers this weekend. Phillies in limbo. Baseball in limbo. And the man who covers baseball as a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer is going to join us and sort it all out in today's column. Very intriguing. Bob Brookover is on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Bob, how you doing today?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good. Your story, very provocative story, but pretty clear. With this mess going on, you believe that baseball has to kind of leave the Phillies and Marlins behind. Tell me why you think this.
Well, I don't know if any team's ever been down 7 games in the games played column before in baseball history. I mean, it's easy. There's been many seasons where the Phillies and Marlins have been 7 games down. I don't know, what are we, a little less than a quarter of the way through the season now? This crazy season. Lots of times teams have been 7 games behind in the standings, but 7 games down in games played and growing, and who knows when the Marlins are going to play again, because it sure doesn't sound like they're going to play that series against the Phillies starting next week. Can you just say to two teams, well, you know, we're going to have a season, but you guys aren't in it this year. Get out of here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Can you say that? Because I suggested it with the Marlins, because that's a legitimate outbreak. You're talking about 17 plus people that are affected. The Phillies are still kind of skirting this whole thing. You're right about being behind in games played, and you're right in that it's going to be difficult for them to make that up, as you put in your story. Rightfully, they will have to play 57 game right now, 57 games in 56 days. That may not be feasible. But Joe Girardi counters by saying, okay, winning percentage comes into play. You're not with that.
But at what point do you have to, so can the Marlins only play 30 games or 40 games? And you say, okay, you know, probably not going to happen, but maybe, they have a winning percentage, 2% better than the Phillies winning percentage who played, or a team that played 60 games. They have a winning percentage 2% better. So having played 40 to 45 games, they get in the playoffs and that team doesn't. You know, it's just become, it hasn't gotten there exactly yet, but it's becoming preposterous.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why I said the Marlins, and I know this is very arbitrary, but the Marlins should be taken out and they should be paid to go away. And Major League Baseball can figure out a way to do that. The Phillies are interesting, a different story, though. You're saying, like, there's two different things here. One is being taken out by Major League Baseball. The other thing is to opt out. You believe it's the Phillies' responsibility to opt out?
Well, the other thing, the deeper thing going on here, and I mentioned it, they have to be concerned with, you know, they have a coach now and who we don't know who it is, and a clubhouse person now who we don't know who it is. But, you know, what kind of responsibility do they have to people like that who, you know, two clubhouse people, really, because one in the visiting clubhouse, too. You know, now we're dealing with people beyond the players that you're putting in harm's way. You know, at a certain point, it is earning this money and worth it, and is crowning a World Series champion is it that important that you keep, you know, because it's not just the players that are involved here. That's going to be the same with all these teams. You know, it's more than just the players.
Yeah, I get your point, and it's a valid point. So you're saying the taint is such that the responsible thing to do is to opt out so no one else can come into your world, your tainted world.
Right. I mean, you know, the argument's been made that this could work in the bubble, which we're about to see if it works in the bubble. But I don't think it could have worked for baseball in the bubble because, you know, there's too many players involved compared to these other sports. The bubble plan that was floated early on in the start of the pandemic was Arizona and Texas was involved at one point in Florida. And how would that be going right now if that was the bubble places, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a shame because deep in my heart, I would love this season to go on. And I would love to just have been covering baseball games all week. And, you know, it would be the ideal thing to be able to just write about baseball, but it's just, you know, and it hasn't just happened. You know, the thing is, well, there's only been one really serious outbreak. There's actually been two, and the Phillies were involved in the other one. And they also were lucky in that sense because they, you know, it was a condensed environment. So only a certain amount of players, but still a lot of players and personnel. That was, you know, the same thing happened to them. It just happened in a more condensed environment.
Yeah, we're talking about Book Rover, baseball columnist for Philadelphia Inquirer, and he has a very interesting story in today about suggesting the Phillies should opt out of this. Now, let me ask you this, Bob. You sense that there is more to come here, that it's just not going to be the Phillies, Marlins, or the two Cardinal players. There's more to come. And so with more to come, baseball is eventually going to have to shut the whole thing down?
Yes, I think there's more to come. I thought from the beginning that there was going to be more to come. It's just the country is, you know, still reeling from this. So how do we expect that it wouldn't, you know, where you got moving parts, so many people, and yes, they've condensed the travel, but you know, that's kind of a ridiculous thing too. They've condensed the travel, but one team, the Blue Jays, have playing their first 16 games on the road. They're stuck right now, and you know that's the other part of this whole crazy thing. They're stuck right now in D.C. because they don't have any games played this weekend, but they also don't have a home, so they can't even go home because there's no home for them. So the Blue had their first 16 games at home, and if the Phillies had been able to do this Yankees thing, they would have played 18 of their first 20 games in Citizens Bank Park. The whole thing is just. It's just ludicrous. I mean, I do. To answer your original question, yeah, I think there's more coming, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And it may get to the point where Major League Baseball has to shut it down. But here's the thing. This thing is going, this is like a fluid situation. From day to day, they're trying to figure stuff out. They're making the schedule up as they go along. So now ahead is next week where the Yankees are supposed to come here. the fear of, like, the Washington Nationals' fear that they weren't going to go to Miami. Is there now that same fear to come to Philadelphia and use that visiting clubhouse? And so when it comes next week and we're doing this day by day, is it possible Yankees going to, no, I'm not doing that?
Well, I guess there are things you can do, like have them dress in their hotel rooms, and come to the ballpark and then go back, immediately get on the bus and go back. But at what point is a player where you're all, the Phillies players mentioned today, they have to be grown weary of, we get a thing stuck in our nose or I imagine they do it the same way. We get a thing stuck in our nose every day and have to come to our car and get drive-through testing every day, but there's never any baseball at the end of the carrot. At what point do you get tired of going through the things you have to go through? And I know they're being well compensated and everybody's got to deal with something, but it just doesn't seem worth it for what's going to be a World Series championship. Everybody's going to say, well, that was tainted anyway.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, let me ask you a baseball question while we're here. And that's just to pretend that baseball is going to continue and we're going to have a season. And that season includes the 10th inning. And so far, there have been 6 innings, I think, of this situation where the runner starts on second base. As far as I know, there have only been 1 sacrifice bunt and 1 attempted sacrifice bunt where there was a strikeout. So, I assumed that this was going to precipitate an automatic bunt to get the guy to third in that kind of situation. But it's not working out that way. You have any thoughts on that?
I heard a whole column, though. a couple Sundays ago, I'm not surprised by it because the analytics say don't do it. I actually researched every extra inning game from last season, and the number of times, I think you could have had both hands, but if you're 2 people with all your hands, you could have cut off one of those hands and found the number of times teams did it. And, if you're the home team, you almost think the home team and the opposing team doesn't score, the visiting team doesn't score, you almost think, come on, man, you got to move the guy to third. And then you got all these different ways you can score. But the other thing I noticed in all the research I did was most of those extra inning games last year, they ended home runs,
Yeah.
And we got our first 2-run leadoff home run in Major League history the other day.
I guess it's a sign of the times screw it. And even though in that situation it's so advantageous, if you bat the bottom of the 10th and you got a guy in second base, bang, it seems so simplistic to do it that way, but maybe not.
Well, you and I who played baseball a long time ago were always thought, move the runner.
Yeah, I get that. I'm anti-bunt now. I don't know if I'm anti-bunt in the 10th inning.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you on it.
All right, Bob, this is good. Great talking to you. Thanks, and continued reporting on this crazy situation, man. We'll talk to you up the road.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bob Brook over to Comcast Business Hotline.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers. Saturday night versus the Pacers, and the man now calling it for real from kind of a different area. These aren't exhibition games anymore. He's got to be pumped for the season. He is the play-by-play voice of the Philadelphia 76ers on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Mark Zumwalt. Zoo, are you ready?
My man. I was born. Hey, before we start, I just heard Natalie talking about some kind of a poll reuniting Sixers and Flyers fans. What's that about?
Well, we are trying to I'm calling it the unified front. We have had in the past fan bases divided here in this city, and you're well aware of them. There are hockey fans who resent the Sixers. There are Sixer fans who won't even look towards hockey. So we are trying now to say, with these in this COVID-19 world, these two teams represents the fortune of this city, and there should be no division on or jealousies on which team is better, or which team I'm going to watch, or who I'm going to resent. That's the kind of thing we're aiming for today, Mark.
All right, well, that's good. I'm not sure that I get that, but I guess I can understand why some people feel that way, but listen,
yeah, I don't get it either. But
anything with Philadelphia in front of it, I'm rooting for.
Right, exactly. And right now, this is a big weekend because you're talking about two teams now that are kicking it off, and both of them have a reasonable shot. So all this stuff about that's going on with baseball and the Phillies and whether we're going to have to call off that season and all the problems that come with the NFL, those have to be subordinate to what we're going into now this weekend.
Well, let me say this. We can all unite around the fact that NBC Sports Philadelphia is home to both teams.
That is correct.
There you go.
Yes, and 97.5 The Fanatic is home to both teams.
There you go.
So let's talk about what you saw in the exhibition games and what happens now when this season starts. Is the rotation settled? Is he still tinkering with the rotation? The Embiid situation? Lay it all out for us and what we're going to see Saturday with the Sixers.
Sure. So the NBA has an injury update at 5 o'clock, and we'll find out for sure about Joel Embiid. Brett Brown had been saying as late as the scrimmage a couple of nights ago, and he seemed to imply today in some respects that Joel should be able to play. But again, I don't want to speculate. We'll find out at 5 o'clock for sure if he's going to be available tomorrow. In terms of what I've seen, obviously the big story is the new lineup. And I think what this has done is allow Ben Simmons a lot more maneuverability, a lot more opportunity to take his unique talents and go to different places on the floor. There's been a lot of talk about Ben getting the ball at the elbow, and he, in fact, said today that when he gets it at the elbow, it's a lot different than when he's bringing the ball up. When he's bringing the ball up, he's looking to get guy shots or get the team into its offense. But when he gets the ball at the elbow, there's a bit of a different mentality, and he's looking to score a little bit more. I think we've seen the emergence of Tobias Harris as a true leader. I certainly think that along with Joel Embiid, he can be a go-to guy at the end of the game. In terms of the rotation, well, I think that you're going to have Alec Burks come off and be a guy who's going to get your buckets. Obviously, Furkan Korkmaz is going to hold his place. I would think Mike Scott will be in there, but then again, you have a crowd at the wing position. You have Matisse Thybulle, a guy who has been hitting shots and did so during the scrimmages. You have Glenn Robinson III, who's been left out of the lineup. He was left out the last scrimmage because of a hip pointer that he suffered the game before, but I am told he's had a tremendous camp and a guy who plays both ends. So Brett Brown does have a good problem in that regard. Having a guy like Al Horford, a five-time All-Star, come off the bench, I think is a luxury. And I think the real thing that you will see is you will not see Horford, Embiid, and Simmons together, but you will certainly see some combination of Horford and Simmons or Horford and Embiid going forward.
All right, I like that. Now, the one thing we saw, and you saw obviously, was their consistent defense when they have their starters in the game. Now, I know they're kind of hard to evaluate with Embiid missing two games, but did you think their defense was kicked up a notch?
Let's put it this way. When Joel Embiid is healthy and playing serious minutes, the Sixers are arguably a top, we'll say top five defensive team in the NBA. The luxury of having Al Horford is he is also a very good defensive player. Now, he plays differently. So, for example, when there's a pick and roll, Horford might position himself differently as opposed to Embiid, who I think might lay back a little bit more. But the point is the Sixers in general are a pretty good defensive team without Joel and a superior team with Joel. And clearly, with Brett Brown in charge, that's where they're going to hang their hat. That's what they're going to look at first, is how they're performing on the defensive end of the floor.
All right, let me address the rotation, the bench rotation, because I don't think it's a good problem. Because what you did was you mentioned six guys, and they can't play six guys. So I'm thinking that the exhibition season was really supposed to come up with a definitive eight, maybe nine guys he was going to count on. And I think you're right. I don't think that was cleared up yet. So in these eight games, we're still trying to figure out who's going to be on that shortened rotation. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think that's one of the primary purposes of these eight games. I mean, think about it. The Sixers aren't playing for home court, so that's out the window. You might say that it would behoove them to, you know, avoid the Milwaukee bracket. Say you take the four or the five spot, then you would figuratively have the Bucks in the second round. So if you want to delay them until the conference finals, it would behoove the Sixers to stay where they are. Not that they're throwing games. I mean, these guys are hardwired to win, and they're going to try to win. But I think primarily one of the big things that Brett Brown is going to have to try to find is who he can plug in where and for what reason. So, you know, that good problem, or as you might put it, the bad problem, that's going to present itself through these eight games. And then, listen, come playoff time, it's a very tight rotation. You go to eight, maybe nine, and even then, your starter is going to play upwards of 36, 38 minutes at least, and that includes Embiid. So that'll take care of itself once the postseason rolls around.
We're talking to Mark Zuboff, play-by-play, Sixers broadcaster for NBC Sports Philly. Mark, you tapped right into me here because I do believe they are better off staying where they are. And so to me, tomorrow night is a must-lose situation. But it's going to be hard to lose to that team right now. So they are probably going to leap up, and they're going to get the Bucks in the second round. Now, do you believe they could be sharp enough for that kind of a challenge? I thought they needed two series to be sharp enough to get to Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I hear exactly what you're saying, that they would have that much more of a test, that many more minutes to play together, to develop chemistry. I'll echo what Ben Simmons said earlier today, which was, you know, the team, through whatever's happened in Orlando and whatever's happening on the court in terms of lineup changes, it's the best chemistry that he's experienced in his time with the team. So that's starting things off on the right foot. I guess you got to face the Bucks at some point. So, you know, if you got to face them in the second round, you got to face them in the second round. Would you prefer to delay it to the conference finals, perhaps? But, you know, again, these guys are hardwired. I don't believe that any player for a second is going to, you know, look up at the scoreboard and say, all right, well, you know, we're losing at this point in the game, and I want to stay in the sixth spot. I don't think any player
No question about that. Only a cur like me would think that way. So the last question is now, what was the difference calling the game off of a screen as opposed to being live in the arena?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So I'll throw myself under the bus. The first game, I learned a hard lesson in that I mistook twice, believe it or not, Tobias Harris for Matisse Thybulle. I think it was the other way around. You know, Tobias has changed his haircut. They both had two as their second number on their uniform. And, of course, I know better, but it was me just getting ahead of myself because I really couldn't see as well as I would if I were at the game in actuality. So what you end up doing is, as the announcer, as much as you want to deliver the information as crisply and as succinctly and as quickly as possible, sometimes you just have to wait. You're not sure what the call is. You have to wait to maybe hear the public address guy say what happened, or you have a living box score that gives you the ruling. Was it a traveling violation? You know, was it a shooting foul? That sort of thing. So, but the good thing is, like the players, I've had three scrimmage games now to make an adjustment. And I've made the adjustment, and I think it's going to be great. I think our channel, NBC Sports, has done a great job outfitting us. You know, we're in the hockey press box at Wells Fargo Center. My back is to the arena, but I'm facing into a booth that's about the size of a master bedroom. And I got a work desk. I got a couple of 32-inch monitors. I got lights, all that stuff. So, and it's nice and comfy cozy. So it's home and it's safe, and gives me a chance to bring Sixers basketball to Sixers fans. While I'm yapping here, Mike. I just want to give you my sales pitch for a second. NBC Sports Philadelphia, NBC Sports Philadelphia Plus for Sixers basketball and into the first round of the playoffs as well. And in addition, we have Sixers pregame live, Sixers postgame live. We're starting an hour beforehand. So tune in an hour before the scheduled tip for the pregame show. And then, lest we forget,
yes.
Sixers Outsiders
yes.
with Crystal Rich and yep. our man,
yes. returning.
Tyrone Johnson.
Return. Sixers Outsider, big news, returning. And we're looking forward to all of it. Azu, yeah. Listen, good luck to you. Everybody be good. This is going to be a very highly watched game. So we'll check in with you next week, maybe.
I love that. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, Mark. Take care. Mark yeah. Zumoff, yeah. Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sound Off. All right, it's time for Sound Off. We do it every Friday. And Sound Off line 610-771-9705. That should be committed to memory right now. So let's see what we have. By the way, a little tidbit. Joel Embiid not on the injury report, which means full bore, full go for the Sixers tomorrow night when they play the Indiana Pacers. All right, let's see what we got on Sound Off today.
Yeah, you and your dopey Sixers fans need to have a strong whiff of reality. What up, you 76ers? I haven't had a team you can look up to since Reagan was the president. They have no chance of going anywhere.
Why are you such a miserable? Are you a hater of Philadelphia sports, or are you a Philadelphia sports fan who is anti-Sixer because you're pro-Flyer? Like, what were you, sir? I need more background on that dude.
Yeah.
I would like to give you my take on the NFL this year, what they should do. They should start the games in November. Reason being, because as the summer dwindles down, the fall months come up, the numbers of the virus are going to go down and down, and it'll give the NFL a better chance of getting their season out.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen with the virus, so we can't assume that it would be even safe in November. So they can't, if they waited that long and it's still not safe, then, you know, yeah. We're under this impression that things are going to get better, and I don't think any of us could say that at this point.
Is there anything you could do there to get rid of Bob Cooney? I mean, this clown, he's been on there way too long, and I just heard him say that he loves, or Blue's Clues is a great show. Everyone that knows, if they have a kid and watch that show, it's the most annoying show. I never heard anyone say they love that show.
Well, what are you doing, surveying five-year-olds? Like, what did you do?
No.
What?
Bob Cooney loves Blue's Clues, so he's...
Oh, Bob loves Blue's Clues.
Yeah, not Bob's kids. Bob loves Blue's Clues, and he's mad at Bob because he hates Blue's Clues. Bob said today, this morning, that he loves Blue's Clues. And this guy can't have it.
I'm with Bob. I like Blue's Clues.
And I'm out on the Blue Clues.
It's slightly strange that Bob likes Blue's Clues. But I would think that if you're an adult, you like him because your kid likes it.
Well, he has kids. So I said Blue's Clues was probably popular when Bob's kids were growing up.
Yeah, but that guy on Blue's Clues needs to get a smack in the head. What was that?
I agree. I don't like that guy.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, he bugged me too.
See,
what did he do? He sang about the mail.
My daughter liked the show, but yeah, I was annoyed by the guy.
See,
here's the mail, and that was issue.
It wouldn't have made the cut if he didn't like Bob for like a radio reason. It was solely because of Blue's Clues, and I agree with the guy.
Show some white. Bob got hooked. Well, I watched Blue's Clues as a kid, and he just kept watching it.
Yeah, he still likes it to this day.
That's hysterical.
Before the guy at the end called and said about Renberg, I was a part of nobody said Renberg. But how about this name of blast in the past, Mike? How about that Kevin Deneen? And I did like Rob DeMiro. And there was a defenseman that nobody sees the name. wasn't a great defensive defenseman, but it was a good offensive defenseman. How about that Yanni Nienema?
Yanni Nienema, good name. Who was his first name? The first guy he put out there?
Oh, wait, he liked DeMaio.
He was an okay player. Yeah, the guy before DeMaio.
Dineen.
What? Oh, Kevin Dineen.
I wasn't a Kevin Dineen guy.
No, he didn't. No.
Move me.
But we did miss a defenseman. The Count. Bob Daly. We missed the Count yesterday.
That stinks.
The NBA, go to hell. I wouldn't give them a penny. The NBA is garbage. The NFL is next. I hope the money dries up. They're a bunch of obnoxious, overpaid, pompous millionaires.
Well, I want to hang out with you. Can we hang out? Can we hang out and get miserable together? Yeah, we'll sit on one of those bad metal rockers, those old retro rockers. Mm-hmm. We'll sit there and just get wild miserable, bro. Can we do that?
I think that this is just a sign that all sports need to be shut down. It's ridiculous. You're 1, 2, 3 games into it, and already they're talking about putting in a team because of their winning percentage because they can't finish the season. It's absolutely ridiculous. Just shut this down.
Listen, I understand your bitterness. We don't have to just shut it down. It'll come to a point where you might have to go there, but I think we should continue to thrive to get it done. And if we can't, then we face that music. Meanwhile, the NHL and the NBA are going to get it done. So focus on that.
Hey, good to see Tyrone's up to his usual bad advice on the bets. I went the opposite way on the Pelicans game, and I came out victorious. People, if you want to win, go the opposite way of Tyrone's suggestions.
That's actually not true.
You won one last. You got the one cover.
Yeah, I got the Pelicans, the one he named. They covered the 2.5.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I don't know either. All right, shut it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
one.
Because I don't like
then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was sound off. 610-771-9705. All right, tonight, following the show, Devon Gibbons will be in to lead you through the evening on 97.5 The Fanatic. On NBC Sports Philadelphia, it is the Sportsnet Central Iverson special, followed by the Sixers and Mavs re-air. And then a little later, if you want to catch this show over again, Mike Miss Show will be on NBC Sports Philadelphia. All right. So today's show was brought to us by Corona. That's right. There it is right there. It's an icy cold bottle of Corona Light. Official partner of the 76ers. The Sixers are back. Cheers to you, the Sixers, and my friends at Corona, who brought us all some beer to enjoy. And we'll catch the Sixers game tomorrow in a must-lose situation. I hate to do it, but I want them to finish six. But forget me. Root them on with your favorite Corona, guys. Have a great weekend.
Cheers.
Tip a Corona for you and your loved ones. Be safe, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Sixers and Flyers. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.